Okay, you're very welcome back to the 9 till noon show. We're into the final hour here. We're broadcasting live from the Villa Rose Hotel here in Ballybuffet. We're celebrating their 12 days of Christmas kindness. And we've got our full crew here. Michael will be joining us a little later on. Fionnuala is with us because we're also wrapping up our colouring competition. We've already had the under sixes winners and the under nines winners, and now we're moving on to the under 12s, Fionnuala. So what's the story?
We'll have the last three winners of our colouring competition. So these are was extremely difficult because obviously with the under 12s, the level of talent with these kids is just fantastic. I hate to say it, but they may be better colourers than even I am. And I pride myself on my colouring. So let's start off and say in third place, age 11 from Glenry in Carrigart, we have Amy Coyle. So Amy Coyle, third place, Glenry in Carrigart. This is just a beautiful picture. Again, the flames, the Santa with the little greying on the beard, the reindeer looks so cute. And the beautiful night sky and everything is just fabulous with it, and the addition of the snow and that. So that's third place, Amy Coyle.
Okay, so second place in the under 12s. We're going to Creasle, just west of
just up the road from the station, yeah, not too far from the station. We have Skull Wirra in Creasle, and it's 11-year-old Matthew McFadden. 11-year-old Matthew McFadden from Skull Wirra in Creasle. And here is his fantastic, again,
high lovely contrast, that, isn't it?
Yeah, really pops absolutely. Out. Yeah. With the outlining and a lovely use of my favourite colour. And even all the outlining is done in Highland Purple. So, you know, that's what drew my eye to it, absolutely. Yeah. So, Matthew McFadden in Skull Wirra in Creasle. Well done to you. Second place.
And last but not least, it is our first placed winner in Letterkenny. It's in the under-12s. And who has won?
The winner of the under-12s is... I can't even see it. And I wrote it down. Addison Murdy. Addison Murdy is from... what school is she from?
She is from Woodlands National School, Letterkenny.
There you go. I knew I couldn't see it properly here. Apologies. She's age 10. She's from Woodlands National School. And what Addison brought to the colouring competition was what all of us ladies like at Christmas, a little bit of bling. So she brought a little bit of bling to the Christmas.
What else is impressive about that is the dark sky. She's really caught a dark sky, but there is contrast to the darkness of it.
Like, yeah, it's there really, is really great quality, contrast to it. The little twinkling in it then of the stars. Again, the candle and the flame and everything just looks fantastic. So congratulations to Addison Murdy of Woodlawns National School. She is our final winner and the number one first prize in the under 12 section of the colouring competition.
And all the goodies for third, second and first place for all of the winners today are at the station at the Mountaintop in Letterkenny.
Absolutely.
And available for collection up until Christmas Eve or afterwards.
100%. Perhaps, Joe Duffy is up there this morning. He's handing them out. We've had a couple of the young people in collecting their prizes. Very excited to get their prizes. So
they've already been in?
They've already been in, yeah. Oh, wow. Yeah, no, we'll be throwing them up on social media.
I expected
now
an exclusive here, but you've already... Okay, that's fine.
No, they heard you. They heard
us. Oh, really? Oh,
yes.
Wow.
We had the young girl. I have her picture there. She was very excited. She won the third prize in the under sixes.
Okay.
Herself and her sister called up this morning to collect their prize. And I don't know who's more excited, Joe or them. But they are their lovely picture beside our Christmas tree up at the station.
Oh, brilliant. Well done to you, Joe, on hand there. Listen, thank you so very much, Fionnuala. I'll talk to you a little later on. We're going to be speaking to the... we're going to be speaking to the manager of the hotel, Emer Sweeney. She's the group sales director, in fact. That's very shortly. We're going to take a quick break, though, and then we'll be right back. Stay right where you are.
The county's number one talk show, the 9 till noon show on Highland Radio.
You tune to the 9 till noon show here on Highland Radio, and we have had so much fun so far today. All the talent, amazing. The HSE choir, very, very good, weren't they? The Finn Fallie College students, brilliant also. And also we had Shauna Scanlon. So a fantastic morning so far. Michael and Fionnuala is going to be joining us a little later on because it is our last Friday show before Christmas. But we are here as guests of the Gallen Group. And I'm joined by Emer Sweeney Santo, Group Sales Director. Thank you so much for having us. It's been a wonderful day, Emer. And what a beautiful setting we have here.
Oh, thank you for joining us. It's a pleasure to have you here in Villa Rose. We're delighted with to have you on the premises this morning.
Yeah, and we're only stone's throw away from a second hotel that is Jackson's. And it's funny, the students that were here are heading to Jackson's now. Yep. And there's another Donegal hotel in the portfolio as well. Talk to me about that one.
Yeah, the Gallen Group is made up of three properties. So you've got Villa Rose Hotel, Jackson's Hotel, and Ankirch Hotel in Gweedore. And we've also got Gallen's Bar here in Ballybuffet.
Right, okay, so you're doing really well. Mm. And how competitive is the sort of market? Do you know what I mean? Like, this place always seems to be busy. I've happened to be in the hotels at different functions recently. Really, really busy. There always seems to be a buzz and people around here.
Yeah, the hotels are doing very well at the moment, and they've a good reputation. So we get a lot of repeat business back to the properties, which is really good.
Right. I want to talk about the 12 Days of Christmas Kindness. Talk yes. to me about this initiative.
So 2025 represents 25 years of the Villa Rose. So we got our heads together in the sales and marketing department, and we came up with the idea of the 12 Days of Christmas Kindness to give back to the local communities and to bring highlight the important services in the community. So while it's made up of parts of hotel giveaways, we also did five or six different initiatives where we brought in 60 children from Clare's Little Stars in to meet Santa. He checked into Jackson's back at the end of November. So he's been staying with us for the last month. He's going to check out soon because apparently he's busy next week. So
something's on.
Yeah, there's
Not
something happening
sure
next week.
Is,
so
yeah.
he's going to head off next week. But we've had the pleasure of having him. So we had 60 very excited little people into the hotel. We also donated to the two local national schools, Dromore and Dewish National School, to the sensory toys to both the schools. Also to the Donegal Cancer flights up in Gweedore. The flights take patients to Dublin for treatment, and that's we thought that was a very worthy cause.
For sure. And you know, whilst yous are doing great things and, you know, the students are benefiting, the other people that you work with, the cancer flights, which are astonishing too, mm-hmm. I think it's good practice for business, isn't it? Because it gives the staff a bit of a lift as well. And, you know, it's, I don't know how to describe it. It just sounds like it, you know, you feel more complete in the workplace being involved in such a wonderful initiative.
Oh, you definitely do. The community gives so much to the hotels that the Gallens were delighted to only give back to the communities over Christmas. And what better time to do it than at Christmas and the festive time when it's all about giving? So even the donation, the gifts that we did for the hotel, it was all about nominating someone that you felt was worth the prize. Mm. So we got some lovely feedback and nominations around that as well.
Okay, we don't mention feedback on the radio. It's a bad thing.
Come here.
We're going to go for, I want to speak to some of your staff here, if that's all right. And I want to walk and talk with you about this this beautiful hotel. Right, it's eerily quiet, though. That's the only problem. The whole time we've been here already, it's been really, really a real buzz. So what's down here to your right here in this now?
You have the V-Spa downstairs, which is our award-winning spa. So everybody come and get your bookings for the V-Spa this year. It's great for Christmas gifts and that.
Full package?
Full package, yes.
Brilliant stuff. So what does that include?
Whatever you want it to include. So you can go for your relaxing massage, you can go for your facials, you can buy some of the products, you can get vouchers to treat that special person in your life. Whatever you want it to be, you can just.
I was at a spa on Tuesday. It wasn't this one, and I recognise spa hair if I've ever seen it. I'm not being cheeky, but we used down in the spa.
Is that an insult?
No. No, I would just ask it. We used down in the spa. I recognised the spa hair.
What's it like?
Gorgeous.
Oh, very good.
I'm holding the mic to you, and she's speaking.
All right, I'll ask you. You sit back. Well, how was the spa?
Brilliant. Yeah.
And what did you get done?
Back massage.
Lovely stuff. Shoulders and head or just back?
Shoulders and back.
I love it. That's what I got. Listen, very, very good. So is it reception we're going to or where's the staff for? Okay, around the corner here. Right. Is this Emma and Owen, is it?
This is Emma and Owen, yeah. They're part of our marketing department. So they were behind the putting it all together for us. So we come up with the ideas and then they make it happen.
Okay. That sounds like you're taking credit for it.
Exactly.
All right, okay. How does that work? We come up with the ideas and they make it happen. Right, I'm only messing. Owen and Emma, Gallen Group staff. Right, so what have you been up to? You talk about putting it in place. The logistics of these things are tough, aren't they?
Yeah, a lot of organising goes into it. We have to get a lot of people to step out of their comfort zone and put on elf costumes and go out into the community and do lots of messing around, people that haven't probably been in front of a camera before. So that was fun. And we got to go have lots of fun with local schools and local hospitals, and we brought in some of the crashes into the hotel. So, yeah, it was just really fulfilling work and really enjoyable, I think.
Okay, and also, you've taken my pieces of paper. Thank you very much indeed. Emma, what was your role and what did you enjoy?
We have over 100,000 followers on our social media, so we really wanted to use our platform to shine a light on services in our local communities. So it was lovely to be able to use our platform to highlight the likes of the Coon of EFS charity shop in Stranorler. Look out on our social media on Sunday for a lovely video that Owen and Caroline put together of our elves doing a nice delivery of a staff donation of clothes there. So it's been great fun getting out and about, Owen and Caroline videoing all our little elves going about their business, creating some magic. And it's just a really nice time of year to give back to the local communities.
Okay, and you talked about having 100,000 followers on Facebook, and that's all well and good, or across social media, right? But you can't spam them, right? You have to keep them informed and entertained, don't you? Because those raw numbers don't really tell the full story. It's about engagements, it's about interactions and everything.
Exactly. It's about, you know, it's about showing our followers what the Gallen Group is all about. We're all about family and community and giving back. We're very grateful for the business that we have across the three hotels. So at Christmas time, we really want to help our local communities and give back and encourage others to do the same, to shine a light on these services and encourage others to give as well at Christmas time.
Brilliant stuff. Listen, thank you so very much for that. Right, do we have some prizes to give away, do we? What have we got here? There's some stuff. Okay, this is a
gift voucher for the hotel.
Okay. And what's in the box?
A surprise.
Okay, and this is one prize here, yeah?
No, this one. So there's two prizes. So.
Right, okay. We should have rehearsed this,
Sorry.
Okay, so let's talk to these two girls, all right. And who is this? This is Emma and Caroline. Emma?
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing very good indeed. And you are a winner. You won a Facebook prize, which is a voucher. It's great that you're here.
Thank you very much. It's great to win a wee prize at Christmas.
Caroline, what are you going to do with the voucher? Spa, food, booze.
Oh, all three maybe? No, definitely.
How much is the voucher?
Definitely spa for me.
Okay, I'm going to have to try this spa eventually. Okay, listen, here is your prize. Congratulations and well done to you. Right, let me see. I'm finished with that piece of paper. That's Emma and Caroline. Right, okay, let's see who we can speak to. Now, I've already been over here. Right, okay. This is Michelle Boylan. We were talking about social media there, a well-known TikToker. Which one's Michelle? Hi, Michelle. How are you getting on? How long have you been on TikTok?
4 years. So, yeah, I started in lockdown doing, like, Irish mammy skits and stuff like that there. So, yeah, it's going well.
And do you think it's the fact that the sort of the material is relatable? Is that why you're doing so well, do you think?
Yeah, everything's relatable. And as well, I also have my mother in on it as well, when she doesn't even realise it. That's the videos everyone loves.
Okay, well, see, again, it's real, isn't it? And let me ask you, in relation to, I didn't realise I was going to be speaking to you, you actually did have the spa earlier on. Who was down at the spa?
The five of us, the five girls. Vincent actually won a prize.
Okay.
And he treated us before Christmas, so it was a really nice surprise for us.
Well, I had a prize here. But yous have already won a prize. I don't know. Should I give it to someone else or do yous want it? It's up to yous. I don't know. I don't know how we're going to split this amongst how many of you. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Mum, what do you think? What do you think maybe you should have a go? Are you going to speak to me now? No, you wouldn't. You weren't speaking to me at all earlier on. What's going on? Now you've got a mouthful of chicken Caesar.
And manners, here goes.
So come here, talk to me about your role in these TikTok videos.
Well, she has me shamed because even coming from the supermarket and I go through all the prices of the food and next thing she has me up on TikTok.
And are you getting revenue from this yet? Because I want to make sure. So I don't think we're going to try and split this up at all. I think this might be all for you.
Oh, thanks very much.
Okay, and can we talk to me about the spa experience? I feel I have to give them a plug because they brought us here. So you talk to me. What did you get done?
Neck and back massage. Mm. And it was really beautiful because I have sore neck.
Yeah. I was in on Tuesday. My neck bees in knots. But did they get? Did they use their arms here or
yeah,
fingers?
They did all the knots.
All right, let me talk to this prize winner here. I don't know how we're going to sort out splitting that prize amongst anyone. But anyway, maybe we could have a surprise for everybody here. Okay, folks. The cat is well and truly out of the bag. This is our home for Christmas. And we've been playing a blinder today. Yes, big round of applause for everyone. We've been playing a blinder today, keeping everything and everyone a secret. Sean Quinn. Oh, my nerves. Come here. God. Talk to us about this wonderful family. Look at the joy there. And if you're watching at home, you'll see the absolute joy and surprise. Everyone's out of the chairs. We're going to document this. It's on our stream, but we're going to document it for you a little bit later on. But this is the culmination of a ton of work. We've been at this for, I'll say we, we've been at this for weeks in terms of launching it. Sean, here we are. What do you think?
It's just unbelievable. We did it last year. I thought it was powerful, but this year's just... it's just amazing. They're such a lovely family. We got a big response this year, Greg, obviously because of last year. And so I feel as if I've lived with them for the last 3 weeks. I'll be honest with you. I've lived with them because I walked the dog with them one night just to make sure that everyone was okay. But it's just so special.
We mentioned where they've come from? We've flown them from the other side of the world. They haven't been home for years. I think this might be some of the young family members' first Christmas ever. I think they were hoping at some point in the distant future to come back. And here they are. We've made miracles happen. And it is a Christmas miracle for this family.
It totally is. All the way from Melbourne. So they started the journey on Tuesday. It was quite bizarre because I was in bed twice before they got here. But thankfully, I brought them a day early because I was so scared they wouldn't get here. So we've been hiding them in the hotel here for the last 24 hours. I have to say now, the hotel here have been unbelievable. They have looked after them like 5-star. It's just been incredible. You can see they're just so emotional. It's just fabulous.
Brilliant, 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 brilliant. And I'm looking at those Caesar salads. I think they might... not be eaten at this stage, right? Okay, because the excitement has taken over. We're going to be chatting to them after a very short break, okay? I just want to step back, don't we, Sean, and just let them enjoy this moment for themselves. But Declan Flannery was nominated by his sister, Mairead Cranley. Declan, his partner, Maddie, and their two daughters, Nev and Erin, they've travelled from Melbourne. Declan moved to Australia in 1998. And as I say, as a unit, they wanted to travel into the future, but it wasn't just on the cards until we got involved. And the family being surprised are his sister, Mairead, who actually nominated Declan, and this is where the whole fix had to be in here. The sister, Helen and Michelle's here as well. Mother, Margaret, and mother-in-law, Anne. Okay, Joe, we're going to take a short break, and when we come back, I think... things haven't calmed down, but hopefully when we come back, we'll be able to get a quick chat with a couple of the people we've surprised today. Okay, you're very welcome back to the Villa Rose Hotel. Here it is chaos, but it's wonderful, beautiful, organized chaos. And things have died down a little bit, I think. Declan, come over here. Right, how are you getting on?
Pretty well, thank you.
How do you feel?
A bit overwhelmed, actually. It's been a big couple of days. It's actually a big couple of weeks. Since Sean's given us the call and in the middle of a Thursday night, thinking in the beginning it was a prank call. Wasn't too sure what was going on until he started mentioning a few names and the penny dropped and thinking this could be true. Bit of a sleepless night that Thursday night, and then Friday more information came through, and then the scramble on Monday to try and get everything sorted.
And your family unit is, you've got a couple of young children with you as well, don't you?
Yep, Neve is, her birthday's today, she's 16, and...
I was going to interview her, but I ain't standing beside someone that height, so that ain't happening. I'm only joking. And so you flew over on Tuesday or Wednesday, I don't know when it would have
been. We left on the 17th, which is Tuesday, and we've been travelling 36 hours, and we got here on the Wednesday morning, 6 a.m. in Dublin, and then we waited in a flight to fly Donegal, and the Highland crew, Sean and the girls, met us. Which was brilliant.
And you were in lockdown in the hotel too. You weren't allowed anywhere.
No, we've been locked down here for 2 days.
I mean, I think Sean even had to escort you walking your dog. That's how tough we were.
It was pretty tough.
And can we, just to put it into context, you know, if we hadn't have managed to pull all of this off. As a whole family, you know, when do you think you might have got back to see the rest of your family?
We generally had plans next year, if it was right, timing was right, with work and what have you. Niamh has got some big school exams next year, so that kind of might have helped. It might have hurt a little bit too, so, but we were planning next year to come back. Purely just we had to spread Dad's ashes because he passed away in May. But we're good.
Okay, I'm not going to dwell on that because I would say it's still very raw, okay, but I wasn't fully aware of that. So your father passed away and the intention was when you did manage to get back that you wanted to be involved in the spreading of his ashes and here you are now able to do it.
Yeah, we're a year early, so here we are.
He was going to wait, but anyway, sure, it's better that you got here early, wasn't it?
Oh, 100%.
Your dad obviously means a great deal to you, and it's a wonderful side to this story that I wasn't aware of. Come here. No, it's all right. Come over here, you. Your happy birthday, 16, today.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
How long is it? Have you been in Ireland before? Or
I have.
But it's been a while, hasn't it?
It's been 10 years.
Okay, and you haven't really had a chance to chat to everybody yet, but how does it feel?
Crazy, unreal. It hasn't clicked in just yet, but I'm so grateful. Thank you guys so much.
And this is going to be a very special Christmas, isn't it? Because it came out of the blue, really. You didn't know it was going to happen. It's not the Christmas you thought you were going to have. And now you've got all your extended family here with you. This is going to live long in the memory.
Definitely, definitely long time in the memory.
And it's clear, too, you get the importance this means to your dad as well.
Yeah, I definitely understand.
Okay, well, that's a beautiful thing. And I hope... Now, the younger sister, what's your name again?
Erin.
Erin, you must have been... like knee-high when you were here last.
Yeah.
What does it feel like? Is this the furthest you've travelled in the past, for obviously since the last time you were here?
Yes, definitely.
And what are you hoping to do whilst you're here in Ireland now? Oh, yeah, we've got a new TikTok star indeed. All right, Niamh. Erin, where's Mairead? Hey, Mairead, how are you feeling?
I don't know. I've been sick all week, but I feel worse now.
Feel worse? This is not what we were planning.
I'm shaking like a leaf. I just can't believe it.
Okay, so you had heard about this initiative, though, hadn't you? And you had sent in a nomination, had you?
I actually, 6:30 one morning, I woke up and I just was, I always turn on the radio and go through Facebook before work, and I seen the competition and I thought, just with the year that was in it, I kind of thought it'd be, you know, well, sure, try my luck. And I can't believe it, he's here now today.
I know, it's brilliant. And they're tears of joy, aren't they?
They are.
But it's been a challenging year, but isn't it better that everyone's together now and can look forward to Christmas?
Yeah, we're going to finish off this year great. It's myself and Vincent's last Christmas in our home. It's been demolished now in the new year.
Oh, it's one after another, okay.
We had 19 for dinner. We're going to have a hula now, 23. I don't know where I'm going to put everybody, but...
And I'm not being insensitive. I hope you know my sense of humour, but at least you don't have to worry about not wrecking the house for the party.
Everyone's getting a sledgehammer for Christmas.
God help you. But listen, hopefully also that's an opportunity that you're seeing coming as well, because lots of people listening will understand your what you're going through as well. And it's going to be a very special Christmas now, for the last time in that house as a big family unit.
And we're going to make it a special Christmas. We're going to make it the best ever, because we have some great memories in the last 20 years in the house. So we're going to finish off with good memories as well, and now even better, because my brother and his two girls, like, they haven't been home like in 10 years. And Declan, I think it's nearly 20 years since they spent Christmas with you. It must be so. It's going to be lovely to have.
30 years since you have spent Christmas together. What an amazing thing.
So the whole lot of us are going to be together.
We tried really hard. Double bluffs, triple bluffs, whatever. Is there any smarty pants here that I just rumbled or what?
No.
Are you serious?
No, because I came home, I had an exam last week, and I was so stressed out over the whole thing, and Vincent had said to me, oh, he had won the prize in Spa, and I said, oh, thank God for that. I could have done with it, and it was brilliant. Now, I was sick all week, so I didn't know whether I was going to be here or not.
You were going to be here, trust me.
Well, anyway, I'm here, and oh, thank God I did come.
Yeah. And you know what? At least you've got a bit of sickness over you now. You'll be exactly. Flying for next week.
Yeah, exactly. I have to cook for 23, so yeah. I have an extra chef now, though.
Yeah, but you're going to need an extra turkey or two, I think.
Well, that's all right. We'll manage that.
All right, brilliant stuff. Well, listen, I'm so pleased.
So
I really am. For everything that you've been going through and to be going through, and just to have your brother, particularly this year, to celebrate your first Christmas together for over 30 years, and the whole wider family. Yous are obviously all very close, and it's lovely to see.
Oh, we are very close, and Vincent's mum and dad and Thomas will be joining us as well. And we have my actually Michelle's in-laws. We've the whole lot coming, actually, so the more the merrier. And I can't thank yous enough for doing this. I'm in shock. I actually just can't believe.
They're here, can you see him? Look at him, he's standing right there.
I actually just can't get over the height of Niamh. I'm just looking at the size of the two girls. I should have worn my heels. They're tall girls. I haven't seen them in so long, and it's just means so much to me.
Okay, I'm going to let you get back to it, all right. Vincent, I'd love to put a blood pressure monitor on you to see how you're getting on.
Well, let me tell you, Greg, it's gone down now, but it's been high this last couple of weeks. But,
so talk to me about your role in... keeping this secret. I mean, even just something like coming back and saying, oh, by the way, I've won a spa at work. You know what I mean? I'm like, maybe you're very romantic and this is perfectly in character for you. I don't know. But even something as simple as that, it's hard to sell. And you did fantastic because it was a genuine surprise.
It was a genuine surprise. It was challenging, though, in fairness. When Sean made the call to me first, I thought to myself, how and under God am I going to do this to kind of muster them up to be in the one place at the one time. But Sean and the team there, in fairness to them, they did amazing work. I had a small part to play in it, right enough, but
a critical part, though, in fairness.
Well, maybe, but and there was a bit of snooping going on too when there was talk of a hamper being won and this kind of crack, and we had to bat that into left field and kind of make them think that there was nothing being won. But then I kind of done a double bluff. Yeah. So I told.
What do you think of my little coming over, having a chat, and then piddling off? I thought that was a good one.
Oh, you are a pro.
Because I thought, right, they're going to get excited here, and then they're going to be disappointed.
Oh, you aced that. You aced it.
All right, good stuff. And then I had to come over and smell that delicious looking chicken Caesar salad, and all I wanted to do was shove my face into it. But anyway, so that's it now. You can enjoy your Christmas as well now. The pressure's off you, and it's. I think it's almost more difficult sometimes to pull this off when the person we're surprising is the person that nominates, if you know what I mean. Now, we switch it up each year, so don't be getting any ideas next year. But it makes it extra difficult to get it like this. But the hotel did amazing too with the seat and the lift and the reveal.
Absolutely. Like, it couldn't, when Sean played it out to me how it was going to be delivered, I thought, that's just going to be phenomenal. Like, I was joking with him about... The old Matthew Kelly show, you know, tonight on Matthew Kelly, now through the lift you come, you know what I mean? But
you walking out vaping or someone walking out vaping? Is that
exactly, yeah. But no, listen, credit to everyone at Highland Radio, Sean and the team, to everyone at the Gallen Group, Emer, everybody. Now it's phenomenal, like, and what it means so much to the girls, you know, it's just. Okay. It's outstanding.
We're going to get out of your way so you can, because I'm over here. Hello? Yeah, thanks. I'm the talent here. Hello. Right, final work. Come here. How are you feeling now?
Pretty good, mate. Very, very good. Yep, excellent.
How long have you been in Australia?
How long, Mum?
27 years.
There you go. Oh, okay. I thought it was like in the 90s. I was going to say, where the hell did you get that accent?
Yeah, no, I've been there 27 years. I still have my Donegal accent anyway, don't I?
No, it comes back. See, when I got you angry, the Donegal came straight back out again.
The blood rushes to the head.
Well, listen, you've got a wonderful family with you, and clearly you're joining a wonderful family for Christmas. I don't think it could happen to a better group of people for many reasons, not least which you mentioned earlier. So I wish you nothing but health and happiness, and good luck with the thing next year as well. And thanks so much for being such great sports and keeping quiet and just making it work so well. Thank you so much, and I hope you have a wonderful Christmas, and I'm sure you will.
Yeah, no, thanks very much. I want to actually thank Villa Rose. The staff have been actually amazing. We even offered a fan last night because it was that hot in the room. I was nearly going to take him up on it, to be honest with you. I have no idea what temperature the rooms are at, but gee. Well, hotter in Australia. But anyway, and I want to thank Highland Radio, Sean, amazing crew. Thank you very much. You've made the Cranley family, the Boylan family, the Malone family, and the Flanagan family are very, very happy. So
we're going to get out of your way. You're out of lockdown now. You can walk around and be seen, right? And enjoy this wonderful Christmas with your wonderful family.
Thanks, mate. I want to see the lights in Balvey now.
You can. We'll let you. And you know what? He won't be with you. That's Thank you so very much. Well done, everyone. Okay, listen, brilliant. Brilliant stuff. What time is it anyway? Okay, Joe, can you fire that ad break for me, please? All right, we're actually spot on time with the ad breaks. Can you believe that? This is the quarter to ad break, and I'm actually about to play it. I know it's a first. Okay, she does not want to point that camera at me, but that's fine. That is fine. All right, thanks very much, Corinne. Sean, actually, just before we fire that break, can you come over here a quick second, Sean, because... there's been lots of people involved. There's been lots of people involved in this, not least yourself, all right? And you've been up to high dough. We talked about blood pressure monitors earlier. I wouldn't want to put one on you. But I know Corinne and Anya and others have been here. But there's a critical core team, right? Because everyone's flat out at Highland Radio, of course. But you pulled it off. The double bluffs worked. Do you remember? They worked. They didn't know.
I had every faith in you, Greg.
No, it wasn't my idea. It was a team thing, but it worked. It all worked.
That's the thing about it, though. Well, that's what makes me so proud today, because it is a team effort that we got here, because I don't do it by myself. Corinne and Anya, I've wrecked their head at this stage. But even on Monday when we came up to the hotel, the input that you had to make this work, we all come together as a team to make it work. Otherwise, it doesn't work.
And it couldn't work, Sean, without amazing support that we get from outside the station. Some amazing companies, some people that are just amazing people, and they watch on, or maybe they don't. They don't want any credit for it whatsoever. So outside of our team, who was involved to make this happen?
So... They're easy calls now, because they've seen what we do for families. But Recognise is Donegal Airport. They brought them from Dublin to Donegal seamlessly. Flight was on time. They gave us access onto the flight. So we want to thank them again for coming on board with us. The Gallen Group, what can you say about them? They've hidden them for 2 days. They've fed them.
Do you think I've earned a free V-Spa yet?
I would say you probably have, yeah.
I really want one for two.
But we have to go together. That's the downside.
I'm not looking at your hairy back. All right, then. So Donegal Airport, the Gallen Group have been fantastic, because we were up here for a meeting and they've been so accommodating. Last night we said, right, we need the couch moved. And, you know, we've been tweaking with this the whole way through, haven't we, Sean? So the Gallen Group, Donegal Airport, who else was involved?
So iMotors, for the third year in the trot now, have come. The family have a car that they can use. And also O'Malley Scanlon, they give us the insurance so they can drive around. They have a nice, lovely car from iMotors. They can go and see family. They can go and do what they want to do. You know, they're going to spread the ashes. That's phenomenal. They were simple phone calls, Greg. Are you on board? Yes, we are. Absolutely. It was immense. And it makes it so much easier for us, because we know we've got that help and support within the county of Donegal. So fair play to them. And I will be ringing them next year again. But there's two people who want to...
You mean you'll be ringing iMotors? iMotors for all your iMotors needs? Trying to help here. On our Seamus and the crew, help us next year.
You so shouldn't do ads. No harm to you. But there's two people in the background who want to remain anonymous. They're two business people. And without them, we could not do this.
Yeah.
We couldn't do it. And I just want to thank them. They know who they are. They're probably listening in. Thank you, guys, for the support again this year. And I will be ringing you next year, because we want to do this all again when we settle down. But last not least, I really want to thank the family for being so easy to work with, and especially Vincent. I put pressure on Vincent from day one to say we need to make this happen, and he did make it happen. To get four ladies in one room is nearly impossible, Greg. He did it. He did the impossible. He got them here. And without that, we couldn't have had that surprise. But the last one goes again to my team, who have worked relentlessly on this for the last, 4 weeks, 6 weeks? It's just been a buzz. It's great to get here. It's great to get them landed here. I hadn't slept for 2 nights, because I didn't know if the flight was going to be on time or not. And that meant that the whole team didn't really sleep for, because I was sending them in.
I slept like a baby, so anyway.
Yeah. You're welcome. But no, that's, and this makes Christmas. I think to me, this is the start of Christmas. And well done to everybody, and Merry Christmas from all of us.
All right, thanks very much, Sean. Right, we're going to take a break. We'll be back with our last segment from the beautiful Villa Rose Hotel and the V-Spa. I'm getting a voucher. We'll be back with more after this break. Okay, you're very welcome back to the 9 till noon show here on Highland Radio. And just in case, by the way, because we were mentioning lots of people and it took an awful lot of people to pull this off, but in case you don't get time to mention at the end of the show, I want to give a very special mention to our own Joe Dex, who has been here two or three times. We had to deal with roaming around the lobby. We had to deal with two choirs. We had live music in here. We've got me being a bit of a diva. And everything else, and he's pulled it off without error. So something like this quite literally wouldn't be able to happen without Joe. And also we had Mark here as part of the team, and Shannon's here, and Caroline as well. And I don't know what mic is on. I'm not sure it matters at this stage, because we have the shortest ever That's Entertainment with Michael and Fallulah. How are you getting on, guys?
Hello.
Hello.
And I think, Michael, I mean, obviously, you're a very busy man and we didn't want to take up your time unnecessarily, but you've seen the way things went. Oh. I'm delighted you were here to see it.
Yeah.
Because you've got a big heart, you, and you're a family man.
It was emotional. Yeah. It was emotional watching that. It was very emotional watching that. Well, credit to everyone. Credit. It really was emotional and beautiful.
Yeah.
So, yeah, so I'm delighted to be here just to see that.
Yeah, Fionnuala, and it just gets Christmas off to a start, doesn't it, in a big way?
Absolutely. It's just fantastic to see the surprise and everybody just so emotional and having a great time. And it's just a lovely thing for us to be able to do. We were delighted to bring it in a few years ago. And, you know, thank God we've been able to continue it on, because every year you just meet another really deserving family to have such a wonderful surprise. So it's just brilliant. And the team do such a great job in organising it. So it's fantastic.
And it's a big team, right? Across the station as well, mm-hmm. to make these things
happen. Absolutely, it takes everybody. Yeah. That's the one thing we're very fortunate in Highland. We've got a great crowd that work together just to try and make the station as better as you know, as good as we can, and to go out and service the needs of our listeners as much as possible and give them as much as we can. So it's just fantastic.
All right, brilliant stuff. Now, you will be heading off to Galway soon.
I will be going
down. Is this your second Christmas with your grandbaby?
It is, but he was only 2 weeks old last year, so he was sadly not very involved. But
despite your best efforts.
Despite my best efforts.
You are going to enjoy Christmas.
And the fact that he obviously...
I'm two.
I know. And the fact that he obviously is a genius baby. But he... I'm going down to Galway now in the next couple of days and yet to play with my grandson and my daughter's ginormous Christmas tree that my mother thinks should just be in Ashford Castle. It's so big.
I know, but it's very sad she had to take the roof off the house to put it in. But you know what?
It's worth it. It's worth it. We'll put it back on afterwards.
What's your buzz for Christmas? Are you chilled out? Just an opportunity to watch good telly and have some food? Or are you a big Christmas person or what, Michael?
I chilled out together with some friends for Christmas and kind of a usual routine. Chill out with TV. Doctor Who is the big thing for Christmas Day. Catching up on a lot of reading and comic books and stuff that I just didn't have time for in the last few months, hectic few months. So looking forward to chilling.
Yeah, brilliant stuff. Now, your highlight for Christmas, entertainment-wise, because we are down to 5 minutes, so we're not going to be able to go through lists.
Yeah, of course,
We're going to reconvene for 25, right? But is there one highlight for you?
I am looking forward to Doctor Who. I'm looking forward to seeing Nicola Coughlan for the first time, because I've never seen her in anything before. And Doctor Who Christmas Day episode is a big deal. And also worth mentioning that the Ballylasane episode on Highland Radio that night has a very special celebrity guest.
Would this celebrity have a voucher a voucher for the hotel in his hands, I wonder?
It's so shocking that you got that. What a surprise. What a surprise.
Do I have to declare that?
Who knew? Who knew you were going to get that?
Oh, brilliant. Listen, because the lady owner of this hotel watches the show every day, Fionnuala. Oh, so
it's an award-winning spa, so enjoy yourself.
Yes, indeed. I can't wait.
Yeah.
Doctor Who and all.
And Doctor Who, and as I say, a celebrity from Highland Radio in an acting performance par excellence.
But you know, I just... we'll talk about it in the new year.
Yeah, right? We'll talk about it in the new year.
Because I just go into interview mode, right?
Yeah, well, it was... It's Myself and Joe have heard it a few times, and it's very funny. It's very funny.
All right.
So well done. So that's it. And of course, the big thing for me is Brooklyn, Saoirse Ronan, Christmas Night on RTE.
And the thing on Sky. What's the thing on Sky?
Oh, I can't wait for Bad Tidings.
What about so much we need to fit in. There's a new season of Dexter First Blood out, isn't there?
Yeah.
But it's been released weekly, isn't it?
Yeah, it's on Apple TV.
Yep. No, Disney? I think it's Disney.
Oh, I've only seen it on Apple. I haven't seen it on Disney yet. I've only seen it on Apple TV.
Maybe you're correct.
I think it might be Apple TV. But I'm very upset with it because Buffy is in it. And if she was going to do any prequel, she should be doing Buffy. God, come on. I'd love to see a reboot of Buffy.
You always get a good hot take from Fanulu and Fanny.
Yeah, I'd love to see a new reboot of Buffy. But no, there's some brilliant stuff on over the Christmas. We have... Bad Tidings, which is kind of like an adult version of Home Alone.
Chris McCausland and Lee Mack, two very, very, very funny guys.
Sky.
Oh, has anyone seen that? Because the trailer looks
so
good.
Been released.
I just wonder, is it one of those where every joke is in the trailer?
I know.
It could go either way. Yeah. The
trailer is very funny, though.
It could be very funny, and it could be... So you just have to wait and see. That's on Christmas
Eve. And he won Dancing with the Stars, so his star is...
Oh, my God, absolutely.
Absolutely, Greg.
So you've got that on Christmas Eve. Christmas Day then for myself, I love Gavin and Stacey, and it's the very final ever episode is going out on Christmas Day.
Are they going to leave fans happy with that, do you think? Is that the style of programme?
I think so, that they were looking for, everybody seemed to be waiting for it to just to kind of round off the story with it. So everybody's looking forward to that. It'll be some old and new stories in that. I love a good Call the Midwife. But Call the Midwife is on Christmas Day and St. Stephen's Day. And then there's just loads of really good movies on. If anybody wants to escape the Christmas, and we were at the cinema last night and we saw Conclave with Ralph Fiennes and Stanley Tucci.
John Lithgow.
And it was
excellent.
Amazing.
John really Lithgow good. That was in Dexter as well. Excellent. No, that's Litherow. Is
Sorry?
That a different guy? Who's John?
Third Rock from the Sun.
Oh, it is him. He was in Dexter.
He's one of those faces that you kind of know.
But he's an amazing dramatic actor. He was
in
things like Perry Mason.
Well.
He was in Cliffhanger.
He is one of the most sinister and believable baddies I've ever seen on
television. Well, he was in the best season of Dexter.
And he was, I mean, there's
incredible
some table slapping and profanity, and it was like jaw dropping.
Yeah,
he's very
you.
Good, but he's very good in this. This is about the Pope dies, and the conclave gets together to elect a new Pope. And I'm like,
there's lots of skullduggery.
100%. It's very
good.
Did
you enjoy it?
Loved
it. Yeah, really did. Now, brilliant. And it's a very kind of a slow, not a lot happened in it, but it's just something really
And it's
good
very
about.
Smart. Mm. Like, it's a really smart thriller. Smart.
Yeah. So just once you've all your turkey eaten and you're kind of, you know, hidden into the 27th and you're like, oh, I need a little bit of a refresh from the Christmas cheer. Conclave is definitely one to go and see.
Don't go see Craven the Hunter because it's rubbish.
And I'm not going to see you, Fionnuala, I don't think, but you never know with you. I don't think I'm going to see you before Christmas. We're back in on Monday and Tuesday.
Yeah.
And we're just going to go with the Christmas vibe. We're just going to lots of music, lots of chat and chill out and stuff. So
yeah, we've lots of giveaways as well as the big giveaway. We've had a fantastic response. I know Lee today gave away the last 1,000 euros. So
did you hear the lady gave it to the Donegal Hospice?
Yeah.
It was amazing.
I always just think it's, as I said to you before when you went on yours, it's a lovely amount of money because it's not going to solve all your financial problems, so you might as well just blow it.
Fionnuala, thank you so very much. A happy, happy Christmas to you. Michael,
absolutely.
We love having you as part of the team and the company every Friday. A very happy Christmas to you.
Most importantly, a very happy Christmas to all our listeners, and a big thank you from myself and all the team for all their support throughout 2024, and looking forward to bringing bigger and better things in 2025.
Excellent. We'll hold you to that. Okay, that's where we're leaving it from the Villa Rose today. Thank you so much to the Gallen Group for hosting us. Thank you to all of the Highland team for being here. And thank you very much indeed to everyone who was part of this amazing, amazing show.